Join us as we recap NBC's hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives, coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to an all-new episode of Dishin Days here on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Matthew Evan Payne, joined by two lovely ladies to my left.
I'm not a lady today, I'm Butch.
Ah, Butch Queen.
Mark J. Freeman and his trucker hat today.
Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Tony Moore.
You need to borrow my hat?
No, you need to turn on your volume.
I thought I heard that.
Yeah.
Rude.
Cricket.
It's been a while since we've all been together.
I know. Everyone's been off, like, doing stuff and living life.
We're jet setters.
Living it.
No, James Lott Jr. is a jet setter. He is, like, everywhere.
Yeah. Where is he now?
Who knows?
I think
he's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You traveled, Mark. You traveled, Tony.
I traveled. A wee bit.
Anywhere fun?
No. No. Well, wait, did I travel? No, I was here.
Were you here?
Yeah.
You just weren't here.
I just wasn't. Yeah, exactly.
I was here, but I was not here.
He left North Hollywood for Hollywood.
Ah, got it. And listen, all the way over the hill?
That's the stretch. Oh, look, shout out to James Lott Jr.
James Lott Jr.'s in the chat room. James Lott Jr., my chocolate twin. Speaking of the chat room, I wanted to do the fan of the week early today because we have all the way from Amsterdam, Brian Dunn in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
So everyone be very nice to Brian Dunn. He is a dear friend of Matthew Evan Payne's.
Hi, Brian.
And he's watching us from Sandusky, Ohio. Go to Cedar Point if you're in Sandusky, because it's amazing.
He used to work there.
Everybody be nice to Brian Dunn in the chat room. It's his first time joining us. And you're a first time joining us and fan of the week. I don't think that's ever happened, Brian Dunn.
No.
You are setting a standard.
He set it pretty high, didn't he?
Pretty high.
All of the fans of the week from this point forward, pay attention.
But today is my first day in the chat room. Don't I get to be fan of the week? Well, not always.
No, it's reserved for Brian Dunn.
Yeah, and thank you, James Lott Jr., for watching.
Hey. Okay, I'm just going to get this off my chest, and then I'm not going to speak of
it
anymore.
Oh, goodness.
Speaking of fans, so last week on the show, our lovely engineer, Alexis. Hi, Alexis.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
Alexis introduced us to her fiancé, who is now an engineer here at AfterBuzz TV.
Mm-hmm.
And she also told us about her GoFundMe page that she has set up for her wedding.
Yeah.
And we being friends of Alexis, and Alexis being a friend of the show and a friend to you guys who watch live, we posted it on our Dishin' Days Facebook page.
Yeah.
I have to say I was very hurt, upset, and disappointed at some of the comments that were made regarding why we posted it, why she started a GoFundMe page for her wedding, and I was just... I felt very hurt and upset, and Mark knows how upset I was because I've been talking about it since last night.
Mm-hmm.
To which she then said, "Girl,"
it was more, "Girl,
don't read the comments, girl.
I learned a long time ago.
Yes, but all that to say that the reason why we posted this is because we do appreciate what Alexis does for our show.
Yes,
and she doesn't do this for tons of money. And it was our way of saying, fans who know Alexis and love Alexis, if you would like to donate, you are more than welcome to. If not, it's your choice. You don't have to.
And I also think, too, you know, the Dishin' Days page is there for us to talk to people, for people to talk to each other, to communicate. It's our own little family.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come in and you say that kind of stuff, we do take it personally because that is our safe space.
Yes.
It's a place for people to go and talk and enjoy days and this show and each other.
And us.
Yeah.
So I was just very hurt, and I wanted to apologize to Alexis only because, you know... what people were saying, and I want to make sure that you know that we love you. We love the fact that you were able to find love because, honey, it is a tough task in itself to find someone that wants to spend the rest of their life with you.
With Tony.
Terrible.
And that was our way of just kind of, you know, reaching, you know, saying we love you and that we hope that that one special day is very memorable for
exactly.
you, however you choose to do it. And to the fans who clap back on that, I am very hurt and disappointed. And to, specifically to the woman who started it and then woke up this morning and said that she was very happy to see that people agreed with her, LOL. Yeah, so there's that. Alexis, we love you, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Not to harp on this more, I do want to thank everybody who did participate in it because it does mean a lot. We're not asking for a lot.
Yes.
I know that the amount on there seems really scary because, like, how dare you? And I've gotten
yes.
a lot of that before even you guys shared it out.
Yes.
To the people who are thinking that engineers make a lot, I think a lot of people are confusing the word engineer. I'm
yes.
not like a science engineer. This is
right.
this is a little bit different.
Yes.
And also it's a part-time job.
Right.
So to that, I mean, I don't really like put all that in my head because obviously who cares? It's my happy day. If you don't want to do
right.
it, don't do it. But I do appreciate everyone who's been like sending me love and been like, hey, I totally get it. And everybody I know who has gotten married is like, yeah, we're going to be in debt forever. So
right.
again, you guys don't have to do it. Just sharing it makes me really happy. And you three have always been part of my life for quite a long time. So
yes. And you've been a part
sharing,
of ours.
Yeah. Even
for
sharing it makes
time.
Me really happy. But yeah, I read the comments last night and I did cry a little bit.
See?
See? But it doesn't matter because I have everybody else who's really positive about it.
Yes,
so.
And we want to let you know that we are positive about it as well.
And on another positive note, Tony just got a proposal from Aaron Brody. He wants
Stop
to marry you.
It.
Well, look at that.
Look
That's
at
my
that.
First one.
Oh, look at that. I'm going to start tallying yep. those up.
Tallying them up. Who else wants to marry Tony?
He clearly woke up and started with mimosas.
Rude!
Terrible.
Rude!
But anyway, again, thanks everybody for all the support. But I know I want to actually hear, because I heard this week was interesting for Dishon Days. So
yes.
I want to know what's going
all
on.
All right, well,
that.
Let's speaking of the week.
Well, and speaking of YouTube, if you are watching on the YouTube channel, make sure to write a review and give us 5 stars on iTunes as
yes.
well. We haven't had a review in a
since
while.
Since November 28th, not that I'm counting.
No. Not that you're counting at all.
Oh, you're counting.
27 days.
Girl.
And you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Dishon Days and on Twitter at _DishonDays.
Yes.
And we will be taking phone calls later in the show. And I know Tony knows the number by heart.
Yes, but I will not reveal that number until later on
yeah,
in the show.
Because you know that phone is about to blow
well,
up.
I don't think it's even on right now.
Girl,
right?
The girls will just like call in like now.
Yeah.
So we going to wait and reveal the number.
Oh,
although
I
some
have
of y'all
it off
have...
until you say yes.
Right.
Okay,
cool. Perfect.
What did you guys think of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives?
I feel like the show every now and then has like a slow week.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like this was kind of a slow week. And I think maybe because like the holidays are approaching.
See,
and so people
yeah.
are so busy like doing stuff that like they don't want to
know.
Yeah. So it's like, we're going to give you just a little bit, but we don't want to give you too much to where like you feel like you're going to miss it or hear it.
Well, and I also
in
think that
way.
They're trying to time stuff. Obviously, Abigail, I think we already said it. We have a feeling it's going to be a Christmas reveal, which I think the teaser proved.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they're also doing that too. I just felt like it was like exposition, 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 and I dozed off a couple of times.
I was out of town last week. I was in Boston visiting family, and I was able to watch one episode last week. So this week I had 9 episodes of Days of Our Lives.
Ooh,
I am on overload right now.
Those are the weeks when we go away and we come back and we're like, sweet baby
snap.
Jesus.
Like those are the weeks where like, you know, if I'm away and I'm traveling, I actually download the episodes onto my computer and watch them on the plane.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a good idea.
And
yeah.
so if you download them, then they're commercial free, right?
No, actually they are. There's a little website I go to
okay.
that has them without the commercials. So you simply just watch it.
How am I? It's been 11 months. How am I just finding this out?
Yeah. Well, listen, when times are hard,
girl.
And you gotta watch a whole lot of episodes.
Uh-uh.
I mean, there was one time I had 3 weeks to catch up on.
You know what's interesting? I when I was going home, I asked my parents to record the week's episodes, but I asked them on Monday night, so I missed the recording for Monday's episode. So I watched it online when I was back in Boston. That was the one episode I watched.
Mm-hmm.
And on YouTube, first time ever, not on YouTube, I'm sorry, on NBC.com, commercial free.
Oh, really?
It kept skipping the ads, and I like was afraid to touch my computer because I was afraid that it was...
No, because I've never had that.
No.
Yeah.
I was hashtag blessed.
I got so upset because our Friday episode, the first 10 minutes was Obama. And I was like, oh sweet
Friday?
Jesus, if I have to watch this online, I'm not watching it.
Yep. Oh, so you must have did the same thing I did. You fast forward and realized you only missed the first 10
minutes.
You're like, okay,
yeah,
I got this. Like, I'm good.
Yep, I'm fine.
I got this. Nothing happened all week. I highly doubt it happened in the first 10 minutes of Friday.
And Alexis, is it possible to get some air in here, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much.
Besides Tony's hot air.
Wow.
The hot air is coming from the seat of your pants because you're full of...
For those of you that are just listening to this podcast, I was given a look of shade.
Which is weird because you don't get that normally.
Never.
Ever! And you're never shady, so...
Never.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Speaking of shady, I told you guys, I've decided now how I want my burial. Did I tell you about this?
Oh, God. Abigail Devereaux DeMera.
Okay, sorry. A little quick little sidestep here because I want everyone to know because this needs to be out in the universe. So I've decided, because you know how they have now, you can put your ashes in a pod and it'll grow into a tree. And I've decided that's what I want to do so that even in the afterlife, I continue to throw shade.
You know what, though? Then my...
Thank you.
Kidding.
Perfect.
I'm
perfect.
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
Actually, my request would be the same thing. We'd be planted next to each other so that but we can continue to throw shade. But I would also request
but
a
can
fan.
You imagine, though, like, I said I want to start, like, a gay cemetery where it's all trees.
Shady pines. And now, back to days.
I think it's time.
Is it time?
To start Dishing Days.
Oh my God, I don't think I've ever did this. Maybe one other time.
Yeah. And that was the worst turn I've ever seen.
What is going on with your snapbacks today?
You saw those drinks she had last night.
Nods.
Look at that. Even Aaron said, Mark is coming for Tony tonight. By the way, my tally for proposals just today is 2. One from Aaron and one from Marlon. Thank you, guys.
I will keep track of that.
Did you say yes to either of them?
I haven't said anything. I'm so...
Marlon says that sometimes
have to weigh your options.
NBC skips the commercials for him, too.
So strange. Yeah. It's never you know how sometimes it's like 120 seconds of commercials?
Yeah.
And you're like, God.
That's when you like walk away and like go to the kitchen or...
Floss and brush your teeth and then come back and then it's like...
Come back in the sun.
Yeah. And it's that Cymbalta commercial. It's just always...
The same one.
Yeah. Every time.
Oh, boy.
All right. I think our first storyline is the Adrian breast cancer storyline with Justin, Kayla, Patch, and Kate.
Mm-hmm.
You have opinions, don't you?
Well, it was just, you just kind of feel for Adrian because, you know, she found out that she has stage 2 breast cancer and that she has to have a double mastectomy, which that is the removal of the breast, right? Mm-hmm. That's what Angelina Jolie got, right? It's just, like, I just feel for her because I also feel like she doesn't have room to breathe because you have Justin who's after her, which I had a problem with it only just being Justin. And it was like, where's Lucas? Like, is Lucas actually just giving her the space that she needs to, like, let this, and then he's going to come into play? But I felt like Justin was a little too, Kayla was being way too real with Patch, which made him get upset. Which made him get on her, too. And I just like that moment in hospital where she was like, okay, listen, I get it. This is what's happening. Like, y'all back up.
Yeah.
And then she just had to go have a moment to herself. So I feel for Adrian.
Me, too.
And then she had a scene with Kate, too.
Yeah. Oh. Sisters.
Yeah.
Sisters.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Come full circle.
And Kate comes across as, like, that big sister that's like, hey, like, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're more like the big sister in between us. But, like, you know, in that moment, I was just demonstrating, like, as if I were Kate.
I totally saw that, Tony.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's my actor. I'm an actor.
You'll be nominated for the After Show Emmy.
Actress.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if they started that here at AfterBuzz TV, like, in awards?
You heard it here first, folks.
Would you come watch us win them?
Wow. Are you hearing this, Alexis?
Switzerland. I'm Switzerland. I have no words.
Sit over there.
The thing I like about the Adrian storyline is how layered it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that the levels of believability were just so moving. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you mentioned, the Kayla and Patch talking and him getting upset and storming off. Yeah. I think everyone handles it differently, and I think that they really conveyed the different stages of would it be grief?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked it. And I feel like Adrian hasn't had a really good, juicy storyline in a long time. Like, I think when they touched on the breast cancer storyline months and months ago, they really only glazed the surface. Mm-hmm. And now I think that they're going deeper. And I mean, Emmy-worthy performances from her this week. I feel like it was similar with Kayla years ago, like two, 3 years ago before Steve came back and before Joey came back. Kayla was just kind of like a back burner storyline. She was always just at the hospital helping
everybody else,
and it was never about her. Mm-hmm. And then she came back, and she came back swinging. And I think the same for Adrian. She's finally got something she can sink her teeth into and is nailing it.
Yeah.
So
I agree. And I also like that it's real, because I feel like cancer has just been a big thing. I mean, it's always been a big thing, but, like, you know, so many people are affected by it. And so I like that they're bringing it into the soap as well, because it makes them seem a little more real rather than, like, the baby switching and fake deaths and things like that. Like, this seems
real. Do we think that she's going to be leaving the show?
I hope not.
I think that the cancer is going to progress for sure. I don't think it's... I just felt like there were little hints dropped along this week.
That's what I keep thinking.
Oh, that she has the... What's it called? I call it the bric-a-brac gene, but I'm pretty sure that is not the name, the correct name of it. But in my head, it's called bric-a-brac.
It is the bric-a-brac gene.
And because even though it's in stage two, because she has that gene, it develops even quicker. So, yeah, but I hope...
I can't imagine them writing Adrian out, but I also couldn't have imagined that they were going to write Bo out, just because they're, like...
Well, nobody saw that coming.
Lifers.
Right.
Nobody saw that coming.
Right.
I was just like,
I was talking to Jackie last night from...
123 Jackie B.
123 Jackie B, which some of you, I'm sure, know. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about that she used to watch Days of Our Lives.
Oh.
When she was little. I said, well, it's 3 days later.
From years ago. It's simply 3 days later.
And I said, well, they're all still there. And I went, oh, no, Bo's not there. And she went, Bo's dead? I was like, oh, yeah, girl.
Yeah.
I had a very similar conversation this morning, too. Someone was like, I tried to tune in, and I couldn't believe how nothing's changed. Yeah. And I was like, it's all the same 3 days later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was the
thing. That's it for the Adrian storyline.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, but I do think that they're leaning towards saying goodbye to Adrian.
Unless they bring her to, like, a stage four situation in her storyline, and then she recovers like Kate did with hers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that might be out of the possibilities, just because how coincidental would it be to have another person survive?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll say this. They chose someone with some acting chops that can play the heck out of it.
She played the heck out of it.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. I wonder if she ever got her phone back, though.
Oh, I know, girl. Leaving it in the church. And yeah.
Folded it over and left it in the church. I wonder if she ever got it back.
It's Twitter. Worried.
Concerned.
Where your phone
just
at, girl?
Concerned.
Where
Girl, where your phone at, girl?
Girl.
Okay. I think that's it for the Adrian storyline.
Yeah, too. Moving right along.
And then next is Deimos. Talk about a Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs moment. Why would you kidnap Philip and give him a truth serum?
I don't know. That was just so ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
And I'm not complaining, but why
Of course you're not complaining because he was shirtless.
Why was he shirtless, though?
It didn't make sense.
To have easy access to giving him the drug.
To his...
to his arm.
To his beautiful arm.
Listen, he wore 14-piece suits.
You think it was his idea or their idea?
Their idea, 100%. Don't you think?
I don't know. I can see John Paul saying, listen, I did the DeLorean yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm cut and ripped. Let's do this.
He looked fantastic. I mean, when that first scene opened and he was tied to the chair, it was a little bit blurry. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, there's Austin. I don't know why that was my thought. And then it got clear and I was like, oh my God, it's JP.
Yeah. But he was...
Isn't Austin coming back?
I think so. But I don't know when.
I don't either.
It's rumored. Allegedly.
Well, I think there were pictures of him on set. So.
Allegedly.
So it's allegedly. Confirmed.
Allegedly confirmed.
It's allegedly confirmed.
Allegedly.
So I thought that was the whole...
Oh.
That lasted 2 days. It led 2 days of... And I love how Philip gave him nothing.
No, it was like... I love Chloe, and I want her to be with me. Embryo. What? And then just from that word, he figured it out?
I know. And then, that was so ridiculous.
But then, he was talking to Philip, when Deimos was talking to Brady, rather, their discovery and then putting the pieces of the puzzle together, like, you're private investigators all of a sudden.
Yeah. Girl, everybody works for Patch Black.
So that was actually in the... This is the other thing that kind of threw me. They were actually in the Demira house. Or the Kiriakis house.
No, it was the Salem Inn.
Well, how did Brady know where they were and just walk in?
He got a phone call. Pizza rolls. He got a phone call from someone and he was like... He did what? I'm on my way.
I do remember that.
And was are you doing?
Okay, because I was like, are they at the house? Okay. well, I will say this. I did a poll this week who people would rather the father of Nicole's baby be. Obviously, the choices were Dr. Dan and Eric.
You're getting more comfortable saying his name. You know that, don't you?
I just kind of, it's like pulling off a Band-Aid.
I feel like when you say Dr. Dan, it's much better for you than saying Daniel Jonas.
Yes.
Can you say Daniel Jonas? Because I'm not sure who Dr. Dan is.
DD.
Dish and Days?
DD. So, whether they wanted it to be DD or Eric, and 87% wanted it to be Eric.
But how many people?
And it's all people that follow. It's all people that follow you.
That's true. Yeah,
I
should have tagged the Sean Christian fan club in that number. Probably would change drastically. Although I did tag him. I tagged the actors.
Did you tag Dish and Days?
I did. Dish and Days, NBC, AfterBuzz, Sean, Ari.
But when
Greg
you tag, does it actually go on there? No, it just
they see it, right?
You can retweet it,
right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Sean Christian blocked you.
It's okay.
You know, I hope to one day, because we already did this. I got Molly Burnett in here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get Sean Christian in here.
I think that would be fun.
And have him sit right next to you.
I think it'd be fun.
And
I bet you would both hit it off fantastically.
I think we would. I think he understands my disdain.
Does he? Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay.
And then...
Anywho.
And Nicole involved in that. The storyline with Deimos, like, she always seems to make love with Deimos at the most inopportune times, and then she had the dream of her and Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
She takes off the ring. Was that this week or last week?
That was this week.
It was last week and this week.
Was it?
Yes.
Well, she has the dream of Daniel and then takes off the ring.
That was this week. I will give Nicole this. I love when she went to take off the ring, and then she went, like she needed a moment, like,
yeah,
this is going to happen, I can do this. I actually like that, so that it wasn't just like, oh, okay, I'm done. But it's that moment of like, oh, do I really want to let go? And then she just sat there and was just like, it just reminded me of just like an old Southern lady that was just like, oh, bless my soul, can I do this? Can I do this? I can do this.
I enjoy watching Ari every single time.
Anytime, yeah. Your fiance, Marlon, is asking me how it could be Eric's baby, and I do believe I went through this, that he could have...
Can you be nice?
...donated... that he could have donated to the same bank.
Done something.
And it got switched.
Will you say that again?
Because you can donate any time in your life, and it can stay frozen. So it just happened that they grabbed Eric's instead of...
How you know?
Didi's.
You donated... Please, God, no. Just say no.
I think we'd know.
I think it's going to end up being Eric's.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And the plot twist.
And I think Jack's going to come back.
That wouldn't surprise me. I think Jack could come back for sure.
I still think he could.
Abigail came back.
That's right.
Why not Jack?
Yep.
What if it was a new Jack, though?
No, there's not another Jack.
Speaking of Abigail, our third storyline is the Abigail Chad.
Chad DeMira.
Played by whom?
Billy Flynn.
Did you not like that storyline?
No, I just, you know, she mentioned
For those of you who are listening, Tony just rested his face on his microphone.
And it was like instantly, like if someone hypnotized me and went,
boom.
Billy out. Flynn.
I am loving Marcy Miller.
I really like her.
It's so different, really like and her. It's so good.
You know when I like her? When she's not in the ad.
You remember when she grabbed
the hat?
When she grabbed the hat.
Oh, she was like,
she said, I'll take care of this. And she ran out of the Horton living room and threw the hat
on. Like Carmen Sandiego?
I was dying.
I'm so glad that she has just finally made the decision to reveal herself. I'm like, girl, you can only live up, rearrange, dig through those boxes in the attic for so long.
And I love that when she went to change, she went up into the attic to do it. I'm like, okay, girl, no one's home. You can change in the bathroom.
What?
You can change in your room.
You can change in your room, right, exactly.
Was that last week? Forgive me for everyone who's listening.
Fine. It's this week.
When she jumped out the window.
Last week.
Last week.
And the
big thud, and they thought it was the soft teddy bear.
Yeah.
I can't with the Williamses.
Oh, that's why they are.
Williams. I really thought when he opened the door before they cut to commercial.
Now I know where Hope gets it from. It's in the DNA.
Sorry
to all the Hope fans out there.
The cliffhanger for Friday. I don't know if there's much more to this storyline other than. Well, Abigail bumped into Rafe on the dock. Like, because that's where I'd run.
No, Dario. Dario.
When
yeah,
I said, oh, Rafe, I said, Dario.
I think that, I think they're going to go there.
Okay. I was just going to say that. I'm not
that bothered by it.
Really?
No, I'm not.
So I haven't made my decision yet if I would be into it or not. But when Dario ran into Abigail on the dock again, I was like,
that's where we're going.
It's going to be a foursome. Yep. Mm-hmm. But if they do that, then for some reason, I would be down for Gabby and Chad and Dario and Abigail.
Abigail. For a while.
Yeah. I can live with that.
Yeah. I can live with that, too. Sorry, I just switched out of the... I want to see what they're saying in the chat room about this, because I'm sure they have... Abby and Dario, who just annoys me now.
Which is so weird that you say that, because I'm actually enjoying Dario so much more since Jordy came to visit us.
I do, and I also love that he's clean-shaven.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that's making a big difference to me.
His jawline is so chiseled.
Like, I don't know.
And, oh my gosh, can he please find that microchip out of Gabby's purse?
That, yeah.
I'm like, girl, you.
Yeah.
How did he not find it when he was going through her, rummaging through her purse?
Right.
Because the hint and clue was they put it near zippers. There's not that many zippers.
Did you see the zipper around the bag, though? Find it.
That one first. Not there.
Find
this
it.
One. Like, I feel like there's only two zippers. Like, that's it.
The one around the bag and then the little one in the compartment. In the
thing. That's it. Done. Like, you should have been able to find it. But
the
now
purse
this,
was
this...
essentially made of all zipper. He was, like, feeling for it.
Oh, my God. And now the storyline is just going to keep going. And I'm like, oh, my God, find the microchip and let us know what you're building.
If I were Dario, I would have demanded to take the purse back from Gabby and been like, I want my money back because I spent as much as the real bag
would cost.
Right. That's what I spent.
And I got
screwed out of the real bag.
Right.
And
that's
she's
way,
like playing
that makes
tug
way
of war.
Too much sense.
It's sentimental because you thought of me. Yeah, but I got ripped off. Like lie. That's what you do.
Or do this: take the purse, go into the bathroom, and then when she comes back, like, "What are you doing with my purse?" Oh, well, I was getting up. I didn't want to leave your purse here, so I took it with me to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Then you have ample amount of time.
You feel like you've done this before.
You know she's going to catch on and be like, you were acting so strange about my bag.
She's acting strange about that bag. Girl, it's a purse.
It's not that cute.
It's the one she's always wanted, though. Coincidentally.
She was like, I could tell from the lining. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, girl, you couldn't.
Go by.
Okay, so I just said about... not liking the Williams, and I'm like, now I know where Hope gets it from. And I said, sorry to all the Hope fans. And your other fiance, Aaron, just said Hope doesn't have any fans.
So awful.
Sorry, that was funny. I had to share. And your other fiance, Marlon, thinks that Dario is a sex machine.
I love that you've labeled them.
I love that you're juggling fiancés all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah. I think 2017 is looking very optimistic for you.
35 minutes ago when the show started, you were single. Yeah.
And now I have two fiancés whom I've never met.
I think you should start.
I have no idea where they live.
I think you need to help Alexis plan her wedding so that you're ready for yours in 2017.
It's like a blind date, kind of.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Oh, God, no.
So excited.
Anywho.
So we kind of already dug into tidbits.
A little bit, but going back really quick to Abigail and Chad, how about that ending?
I loved it.
When Abigail and, first of all, Andre is, when Abigail called Andre and was like, I'm going to reveal myself, and Andre was very happy about it. Even before they walked in, he had this look of like, look what I did. You know, like this like, ho, 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 ho. And then I love that brief moment of like, but I need my credit. Like, I've been working with you and your grandmother
for four months. Right.
I spent 4 months of my life. I want my credit. I'm like, okay, girl.
And she looked so pretty.
She did. But when she walked in.
Who?
Yes.
Wait, who looked pretty?
Abigail.
Abigail.
Oh, yeah.
But when
she
walked in and saw Gabby and Chad kissing, my first thought was, do y'all not realize somebody walked in? And hello, it's Abigail. Like, there was a moment where they stopped kissing, and I thought Gabby was
going to open her eyes. Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
And realized that it was. That
and the thing is like, I'm sure she's wearing perfume. You can smell her coming
because Gabby could smell her shampoo last time.
Yes.
Oh, I wonder if we're going to see that on Monday. I wonder if she's going to creep out before they're done kissing.
Maybe that's what it is. Because, you know, Friday is like a, what happened? And then
they redo it.
And then they redo it. Yeah. And then it's like the reveal.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron, for letting me know you live in Maryland.
Racy says he'd marry Matthew, but you have to at least buy him dinner first. So now they're setting stipulations.
Define dinner.
Fair. Wait,
define dinner.
Oh, okay. Like
Jack
what kind
in the Box,
of dinner?
Girl.
Yeah. Girl, that was my first thought. A little quick
Jack
drive down to a Chick-fil-A or something like
girl,
that.
Do they still have mozzarella sticks? Because they should. They used to.
Oh, I think.
Jack in the Box? No, they don't.
Oh, okay. No, they don't.
I have to say this, too. This was really funny. Jill Irvin in the chat room just now said we need to get a purse now to put on the table next to the elephant.
The zippered purse.
We're going to have, like.
We should call Camila.
This is going to be like a prop room when we're done.
This is true. You know what? Okay, so that's actually a great idea because it should be like.
I have a little black purse I could bring in.
Of course you do, darling. It should be like things that represent like storylines that are part of storylines that are just like, ugh, because it's elephant. Girl. Girl, the elephant storyline.
So we need to have Dee Dee's tombstone then.
Who?
Dr. Dan.
Dee Dee's tombstone.
Or just a tombstone, because Abigail's made,
you know,
made
or
her
a tombstone pizza would be perfect.
Yeah, we didn't actually really talk about that either. Like, when she does come back, like, what are they going to do with that angel?
Save it.
I'm just going to, like, pry the little plaque off. I'm sorry, that was funny. Great. All right. That's all I got.
And now in the tidbits.
Where are the pizza rolls? I know I didn't make pizza rolls today. Sorry, guys.
Shame on you.
I could totally go for some pizza rolls right now.
Thank you, Lisa, for liking my hat.
Yeah. I like it, too.
Well, that's two people.
Easy peasy. Simple.
What was the first thing I said to you when I walked into the studio, Mark?
Oh, Mark, I didn't recognize you.
Oh, is that what he said?
I've never seen you without a hat or with a hat on before.
Marissa, you know, she's always sitting at the last table when you come in. Mm-hmm. And so she buzzed me in, and when I was walking in, she said, yeah, when you're, because, you know, it's bright. Mm-hmm. So you sometimes can't tell who it is. And she was like, because I just kept watching you walk quick. I couldn't figure out who it was. So I was like, yeah, I know. Alrighty, so moving
I feel
right
like
along.
The hair, not real.
I know, right?
It's not.
I took my hair off
He
today.
Took his hair off. Underneath
I
that
just,
hat,
I left the
nothing.
Sideburns on, and I put the hat on.
Oh, Marianne Carter brought up Baby Thomas's reaction was priceless.
Okay, I was actually going to tweet Billy, because I was like, what a little scene stealer he was on Friday.
Yes,
Baby when, Thomas.
When he was, oh my god,
he would do the faces he was making, and he was, and I looked like he was looking right at Abigail.
Yeah.
At one point,
like before the whole Gabby thing, I thought Thomas was going to be the squealer, like. Mama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, he was... I have to go back and watch that again, because he was just a little hoot. I mean, what a character. You can tell it's Chad's baby.
Yes. Oh, there's three people that like your hat now.
Thomas and Tate are beautiful babies.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Them some big babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They grow up so fast. Okay. Where else are we going next?
All right, what's next?
Jade and Joey.
Ugh. Well, we know that she's actually pregnant.
Yeah, I mean, but she has turned into such a little brat.
But I like it.
I don't know. It reminds me of, like, you know, a girl who trapped a basketball player and got pregnant.
Yep.
Like, it has that feel to it.
There's something shady going on. There's something dirty about it.
Yeah, yeah. Because she's just like. She's just mad all the time.
There's going to be a prediction a little bit early. There's going to be something that happens, I'm sure, that we either find out that Joey is not the father, or she miscarries, or she's having twins. Something crazy is going to happen with this storyline. Like, I don't think that it's just going to be she gives birth and everything's going to be peachy.
Yeah.
She has twins. Oh, my God. What are we doing? Rex and Cassie again?
Rex and Cassie. Sammy and Eric, lots of twins.
But this week she, Jade.
Marlene is a twin.
She is. This week Jade had some stomach issues, and I actually thought that they were going to have her miscarry.
Me too.
Until, like, she went to the hospital, she was still a brat. And they did the ultrasound, and I think that kind of brought everyone together a little bit.
I was going to say, one of your fiancés just said, so Jade is really pregnant, OMG, which made me remember also something that I've been reading on some of our Twitter and comment sections, mm-hmm. is that a lot of people now are not even really watching Days. They're kind of watching us just to... And, you know, instead of watching Days, they just watch us to kind of find out what's going on.
Y'all still watch Days.
Yeah, still watch Days. We don't want Days going anywhere.
Yeah, so, but I just thought that was funny because I was like, oh, why would he not know that if he's watching? But he may not be watching. So some of our fans are fans of us.
She is really pregnant. I'm glad that Kayla was the one that gave the ultrasound so we know that it's true, that we know that they know that it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Something's up, though. I feel it. Is dirty.
Yeah.
It is real dirty.
Mark, why don't you go ahead with this one?
Next is...
Such a setup.
So... Oh, let's talk about Roman and Hattie.
Ah! He skipped the
As
room.
I like to call them, Ratty. Okay, I never in a million years thought I was going to say
Ratty.
This.
Ratty.
But I am loving Hattie and Roman.
I love Hattie. Hattie, let me tell you, Miss Hattie thought she was styling
with
that
the red
bow up in her hair. Girl. And she was all like, oh, Mr. Roman
Mr.
Brady.
I can't stop. It reminds me of Susan.
Yes.
Of Susan Banks. I smile.
Oh, Mr. John Banks.
Roman actually smiled in the scene. Like, he wasn't angry the whole time.
That mind.
And it's nice seeing Deidre having fun.
It totally is.
Yeah.
If Hattie can make me like Roman... Sweet baby Jesus, she's done her job.
I also have to give it to Christian Alfonso too, because her reactions to Hattie are just as funny.
Yeah,
like she's just kind of like.
There's a lot of girls now in that holding room.
Yeah, I consider that like the living room.
I guess. Is it maximum security prison? Is that the case?
I don't know.
And one of the inmates' name was Chili.
T-box?
Chili.
Dot Marie Jones. Yeah. Yeah, Chili.
And then there's a Coco. Wait, Coco? Is that what they said today?
I don't know.
I just wondered if Chili was like a little wink to T-Boz.
Probably.
Yeah. I wonder.
T-Boz was like, listen, if you're going to have me, got to give him a little Chili. Nod to TLC.
Yeah.
Call
yeah.
Chili. If Left Eye comes in, I'm going to be like, girl, you are branding.
I'm wondering if they're going to.
You are branding it.
Yeah.
I love that little scene with Hattie. I just love Hattie. Yeah. I love her. I love the way Deidre Hall is playing her.
Me too.
Uh-huh. Like this just It's almost like if they really were twins, Marlena would be like that bougie, uppity, like the one who, like, she was homecoming queen and everything like that. Uh-huh. And Hattie would be like the girl who skipped school,
uh-huh. who smoked cigarettes behind the school,
was
right.
probably doing some things under the bleachers.
Uh huh, with Mr. Roman.
Yeah. Mr. Roman?
Mr. Brady. Roman.
Yeah, so I like it. It's yeah. great. Mark, why don't you go back to 3 and 4?
Okay. Yes, and I really love Valerie. I like Valerie a lot.
I do too.
And I think we're going to see her son soon.
Yes. Actually,
Sorry, I was away from my mic when I said that. I think we'll see her son soon.
I think so too.
And we already know that the son is coming because we found this Venmo,
yeah.
like, account. It's very random. And Susan Seaforth Hayes actually does an interview with the guy who's going to play Valerie's son.
And her potential grandson.
That's what yeah. I thought, too. That's exactly yeah. what I thought was going to happen.
And so, yeah. as I was watching the video, I was just kind of like, are we supposed to know this? But, like, they're the ones who... It's not like
yeah, no,
Jason 47 or Michael Goldberg.
No, it was,
or
something. It was, like, it was on the days... Like, it was in the makeup room.
It was in the makeup room. Yeah. So I'm like...
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if it was an accidental leak or...
It can't be accidental when you upload it yeah. and film it.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like a private yeah. conversation. It was really like a, hi, I'm Susan Seaforth Hayes.
Yeah.
And this is... Mm-hmm. And he's going to be playing Eli.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
I love that Valerie doesn't like Julie. That she's just so standoffish. Mm-hmm.
I love the connection and chemistry that Abe and Valerie have.
I do yep. too. Like, I really was
happy to see him have a kiss, Abe.
Yes, you know who didn't like that kiss? Theo.
Theo,
and
he's like, I don't like her.
Theo is so blunt, like, it just, it cracks me up. I hope and pray one day we can have Kyler Pettis in here, because, yeah. like...
Is even, he on Twitter?
He is.
We need to start tweeting him.
Even on...
Annoying him till he comes in.
Even on, even with Claire, who's mm-hmm. supposed to be his girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
he was just straight up like, yeah, Sierra made me some cookies, but I don't know, because she don't like making cookies. And I'm sitting here like, I don't think you're supposed to tell your girlfriend
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
you're supposed to keep some things to yourself.
Yeah.
Claire was like, can it wait? And he just kept walking out the door.
And I also love how...
I loved... Claire looked beautiful, by the way.
Yes, she did.
Her look. Sorry, go ahead.
I also like when Theo was like, when's she going to stop lying? I can't stand that liar. And I was like... Girl, I need to hang out with you and Salem.
Yeah.
It was, like, he's just so blunt. I love it.
I'm surprised, though, that he's not calling Claire out for being rude. She's just so misbehaved. She's spoiled.
Claire's thirsty. That's the only way that
You've said that since I started Audition Days that she's thirsty.
Claire's thirsty. Claire is like...
Who else could she be with, though? Like, there's not another person in her age that she can... Like, well, she can't date Joey.
Well, had they not...
I mean, they could.
Had they not did away with the whole Chase thing, that whole clan could have been yeah. so much better.
Yeah.
But I just love how, first of all, the aunt and the niece are kind of after the same guy. And then also the fact...
The aunt and the niece? Oh, yeah.
Because isn't... It's Sierra's...
MC. Sierra's or the AC.
Aunt. Yeah, yes. Aunt Sierra. you tried to make that happen. But I also
to make it happen. AC.
I like that Claire was like, I know that you treat Sierra basically like your sister, but your sister can't do this.
Yeah, I know.
I was like,
well, actually she could.
It's like, well, listen, state your claim, honey.
And she just ate all the cookies.
Oh, and gave zero...
Anything.
Stuff about it.
Yeah.
Like, and she's like, oh, girl.
And
how was
it? Sierra was like, I think we should leave some for Theo. And she was like, I don't think so. He's not like that, as she continues to chow down.
And there was one in that bag. One.
And when it started, there were a dozen.
Oh, someone said those interviews are deleted now.
Somebody got in trouble. Maybe you shouldn't have said anything.
Well, it was out there, so how was I supposed to know?
Yeah. Your friend Brian Dunn is loving Marlon, your fiancé, tonight.
Brian Dunn's Loving Marlon, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
Because Marlon's been writing some funny stuff.
Is Jen Lilly in the chat?
No, I know that's actress. Oh, maybe it is. Oh. Is it her?
No, because that says Jan Lilly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not her.
Someone said, it's Jen. Okay.
Moving right along.
Okay, so
that was it.
I think there were a couple more to cover.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Gabby and JJ. Yeah, we miss Gabby and JJ.
Before we go to Gabby
and JJ. Tony and I aren't going to say it.
I will go ahead and say it just so we can say it. Hope.
Thank you for tuning in to Dish and Days.
Oh.
But
are you getting a call?
Yeah, and
from Marlon. Thank you.
So, Hope. Hope had a busy week. She got in a fight trying to protect little Cha-Cha that came in.
I like her, too.
She was very sweet.
She was great.
Yeah. Billy Flynn. So, that whole fight happened. And, okay, so when she was able to FaceTime with Rafe.
Okay, can we talk about this ridiculousness?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay, first of all, you're using someone else's phone.
The guards, the prison guards'
but
phone.
But she's got Rafe's number in there, and Rafe has it in there as Hope Brady. She was using someone else's phone. So
you know what that is?
It's not going to say Hope Brady.
That's a disaster right there. That was something they didn't catch.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. My husband actually even noticed that. Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I love, though, was Hope getting ready for the video chat and being like...
ridiculous. She was like, do you have lipstick too?
It's so ridiculous. Oh my God, I can't.
Oh boy.
I can't with it.
But let me tell you something. That prison has some good connection. You see how clear and fluid that video was?
I don't have that good a service.
Philip, my husband, was watching.
Wait. I don't mean to interrupt. So are you saying that Hope used a guard's phone?
Yeah.
And then the person that she was calling, it came up?
As Hope Brady. It was just a mistake on the...
On the writer's part.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I was really confused.
I love that you just chimed in with that. That's so funny.
I was so confused because I was like, wait, what?
She's like,
did I hear that right?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, Philip even said, because he saw her, he kind of looked away for a minute, and then he saw her with the phone and was like setting it up in the books. And he's like, where did she get that phone? I was like, oh, you missed. The guard gave it to her. And he was like, really?
Because cops stick together.
Yeah. Like, whatever. Just,
girl.
I can't.
I can't.
And just like, I'm sorry. There's nothing about Hope to me that comes off as tough. Like, she's, you know what I mean? Like, this whole thing that they should be scared of her and her little, you know, her little attitude look. I'm like, girl, will snap you in
the raised
two.
Eyebrow.
That raised eyebrow means
I don't know. It is
business.
What it is. It is what it is. They're not going to change it,
business.
Whether I like it or not.
Business.
Let's talk to the elephant.
And then the big revelation that with the gun and the fact that it was Stefano was setting up Hope for the shooting, or that he was going to set someone up, and Hope happened to be the one. Hope and Chad had a conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, I looked over. I heard.
And you I thought looked it was Mark, you. Yeah.
All right, well, let's move along.
Yay!
even Betty Jean was like, move on.
Yeah.
Told right. you.
We'll I think we covered
on.
It.
I said the only time I enjoy that is when Hattie comes in. Hattie and Dot Marie Jones.
In just a moment, Alexis, I think we can start opening up the lines now.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that.
Oh, and just real quick, Gabby and JJ, they're all being weird. Gabby walked... overheard JJ say that
they can't tell her.
Can't tell her. And now
Abby, but she thinks it's about
cheating.
Another cheating.
But I don't get why.
So then she ran into
why
Chad's
she would
arms.
Be telling her mother about, or why he would be telling his mother about an affair anyway. Like,
but they tried to lace
so
that
close.
Into right that you know, and he tells her everything.
But I still think there's a reason why it keeps being brought up, and that is actually part of my prediction that I did last week.
What?
Remember the prediction that I did last week, but I said I didn't want to.
I wasn't listening.
You put it in the envelope.
Oh, that prediction. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And I want to read here, Diane Lee wrote in here too, it's still murder. Ugh, hate the story. She went to him with a gun and shot him. It's true.
I just think it's their way of getting out of the storyline.
I know, but it's like, you created it. Was I don't feel bad for you. You're the ones who wrote it.
Wait, was this a Dina storyline? Or is Dina just...
I think that was before.
Yeah, I think it was Josh, too. I think Dina's trying to get out of it as best she can.
Okay. Okay, I'll let that go then.
Yeah. All right.
Good.
I'm going to take that back.
Good.
Ooh.
I don't take much back, but I'll take that back.
Sure yeah. Don't. I feel like I'm having a dream.
Sure I know.
Wow.
Yeah. See, hats change me.
Yeah.
Is it the hat, girl?
Wait till you see the hat I wear next. That's going to be my thing for 2017.
Are you going to do hats?
I'll do hats.
Oh, God.
Oh, girl.
Oh, you can borrow Abigail's.
Oh, yeah. Wonder if she'd bring it.
When you spy on Chad in the town square.
Isn't the wardrobe girl on Twitter?
You what?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it like closet girl or something?
Yeah, yeah, Kristen.
I'm gonna tag her and see. Can I borrow that hat? Can I borrow that hat?
Can I borrow that hat?
Yes, and Marie Ann Carter said, can we point out that Gabby is cheating? Because she ran into Chad's arms and
kissed him.
Right.
Well, twice now.
Yeah. Well, two wrongs don't make a right.
No. Right. Oh, and so I'm sure at some point Abigail is going to tell JJ.
Right.
Yeah. And then he's going to be able to not look like the 100% bad guy.
Right.
Hmm. So.
Alrighty.
All right. Do we have any calls, Alexis?
Oh, our monitor, by the way, is
off.
Is blue.
Oh, it's blue.
I think it's just a screensaver.
If you need to, I mean, everybody should know the number. If you don't know the number, it's on your screen. And it's also 424-253-0749. Again, that's 424-253-0749. And we have one caller right now on the line.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Dish and Days. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Loganville, Georgia.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi,
oh,
guys.
We did that
how
in unison.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What can be better than a Sunday night than watching Jen Lilly, The Spirit of Christmas on Lifetime?
Oh, yes, that is on.
And now talking to you on the phone.
Aww. Good. We're so glad you joined us.
Look at that. Night complete.
What did you think about this week's episodes?
I liked it, but I didn't like the part they were trying to tease us, and we thought we were going to get Chad to see his Abigail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm with you on that, Lisa.
Dragging that out.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They will.
Yeah, they are. They just going to keep dragging. And it's like, look up. That's how I feel. It's like, look up and see her. She's standing right there.
When baby Thomas was saying dada when he was doing the angel thing.
Uh-huh.
When I kept waiting on him to say mama.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So do you think we're going to get to see them together, or do you think they're going to make us wait again?
I feel like...
After Christmas.
I think Christmas.
Well, I feel like... Christmas is next week, so I feel like next week is going
to be... Yeah, I think maybe... I think Friday will probably end with...
I'm hoping Monday we get a... I need that on Monday.
Oh, this Monday.
She better not run out of that.
She's going to run out of
if
room.
We have to wait until next Friday.
She better not.
Oh, we're totally waiting until next Friday.
You know what I love, though, sometimes? When they do it Wednesday. Like, I don't mind a good midweek shakeup.
Yeah.
To get me hooked for the rest of the week.
I need this shakeup to happen on Monday.
Lisa, how long have you been watching Days?
How long have I been watching since 1983?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's probably about when I started watching, too, I think.
I was born in 1983.
73.
Wow, that's a good year, then.
It is a good year. It's a great year, Lisa.
That's right. And what do you think how Chad's going to feel?
About Abigail?
Once he finds out that his brother helped.
Oh,
I'm
scared of him.
I think it's about to hit the fan.
Here's what I want to happen. I want him to see her, and I want him to go, do you know how much money I spent on that plaque?
that's a good point, too.
Wouldn't that be just amazing, though, if that's what they did?
Do you know
how much I spent on that angel?
How dare you?
You can't be dead.
Oh, my God.
Yep, they said, I gave all my Christmas money away and spent it on that.
Oh, love it.
Speaking of which, I know you want to take other phone calls, but y'all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy...
You too,
thank
Lisa. Thank you for
you
calling.
Too. You're sweet.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alexa, someone in the chat room says, could you please turn up the volume? Very low reception. I don't know if that's something that we can do. I don't know if that's their computer or
no,
us.
No, it's turned up all the way.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. Thank you. Any other callers?
We have another caller.
Go ahead.
Hey, Alexis.
Hi.
Hi there.
Go ahead. You're live on the air, girl.
Hey. It's Betty Jean.
Hey, Betty
oh,
Jean.
Oh, Betty Jean.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, I recognized your voice. So I was like, yeah, go ahead. Just talk.
Can I say I will forever remember Betty Jean because, A, she was the first person to get her ticket for the Dish and Days meet and greet.
Ah!
And,
oh, thank you, Mark. I love you guys. You guys are absolutely great. That party was off the wall.
Yeah! and she will be going to the Charlotte event. Because she tweeted
yes, I
that
will.
As well.
I'm getting to go to that. It's my grandson's birthday that weekend, so mm-hmm. I'm excited to be able to go see him and get to see Tony and the cast of Days again.
Yay! Yay!
Okay.
So I just want to wish you guys a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Guys have a great New Year.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you guys for giving me all the shout-outs. I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Of course.
Thank you for calling.
And, Mark, get a hold of Abby's hat. I'd love to see that on
I'll
your
do my
head.
Best.
Not
I'll
a bad idea,
best.
Right?
I'll do my best. You got to retweet it if I tweet it.
You mean to tell me you don't have a hat like that already?
Definitely will.
Okay. I have
all
to
right,
go
guys,
through my hat
you
collection.
Have a great night.
Thank
you.
You
too. Happy holidays to you.
Love you. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye, Betty Jean.
Bye. Thank
Bye.
You. Oh, I love her so
sweet.
Much. She's super sweet.
Do we have another caller?
Yeah, right or left. Oh, no, you guys
right.
can't see.
Right, yeah, we can't see. We'll say right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Dish and Days. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Jillian.
Jillian.
Hi, I'm calling from Dallas.
Yay.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I remembered.
Yes. Oh, now I know who it is. Hello. Hello.
I will never forgive myself for that. I'm so ashamed.
That's you okay. are forgiven.
I'm like, that's okay. Well, like, it has anything to do with me.
What well, did you think of this week's episodes?
I just wanted to say to Alexis that
yes,
I think that she and her fiancé look like beautiful, lovely people. And I'm sorry that they got to see the ugliness
yeah.
of supposedly human beings,
mm-hmm.
but I donated today for her
Aww.
because happy should be happy.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
there's enough bad things in the world.
Yeah.
And people don't need to go and invent more.
Yeah.
And she's a very lovely person. Mm. And she's, you know, I can't, I want to say something really ugly, but I'm not going to because.
We'll take the high road.
Yeah, you might hang up on me.
But no, I wouldn't hang up on you, girl.
Well, you know, certain bad words are running through my mind. Yes, there's enough bad stuff in the world,
yeah.
Alexis,
yeah.
and you don't deserve that.
Yeah.
And I just wanted you to know that there are people out there that try to find good stuff, and it's really great when you come across people, a group of people like you guys,
mm-hmm.
where it actually is good stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
you.
You're
getting at my heart.
And now I'm babbling,
right now.
And I'm so sorry that you had to experience that.
Oh,
thank
you.
Yeah,
I wish nothing but good things for you.
Oh, yes. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Jillian.
I'm like a hot
and
mess.
I didn't call in to cry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
It's totally fine.
I'm also crying because that made me super happy.
Yeah,
that's
sweet.
Well, good. I want you to be happy because you deserve it.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Love
thank you
always
so much
beats
for
out
doing
hate.
That.
Hell
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Love is always. Love
and if love doesn't, Lorraine Love
then
smart.
Judging and all this other stupid stuff. And,
yeah.
Right. Mark, I really loved your hat.
Thank you, Jillian.
I am like super old, and I remember having those hats in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
So
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
This so, is Mark's hat from the 70s. this hat came from the 70s.
They don't make them anymore.
I got it at a surplus store.
From the 70s.
Surplus store. No, here in L.A. Just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jillian.
That was so sweet,
so
Jillian.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Well, I'm a hot mess.
Yeah. Well, you guys didn't get to see any of my comments because, Tony, I said I'd marry you, but then I've said that before.
Oh, my God. That's three
so
now.
So they got three fiancés now.
I love it.
I'm saying 2017.
I should actually be the first because I said
she
I would marry
say
you
she
last
did.
Year.
Okay, yeah. So you're one.
You are the first.
Marlon's two and Aaron's three.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you. That tugs at my heartstrings.
It probably wouldn't work out because we both are interested in men.
But, girl, you guys can admire we can go shoe shopping together.
Exactly. There's other things that we can do. So it doesn't have to be, you know, a bad marriage. You can
right.
be a really
right.
great marriage.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
yeah.
Jillian.
Thank you, Jillian.
Thank you, Jillian.
Well,
you're
I'm
super
let
sweet.
You guys go so you can actually talk to people who want to talk about the show instead of talking about 70s
hats. No, we love
anyway,
it.
Anyway.
We love it. Thank you, Jillian.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
I love all of you guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
I think, okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's take one more call,
so
and then we can hop into segments.
Oh, my God. There's no more calls anymore.
That's it.
Okay. Okay. Well, then
you all right back there?
Yeah, I'm okay. Oh, wait, we got one coming in.
All right.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you for calling Dish and Days. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Finally, it's Mike Riley.
No, you didn't say finally, Mike Riley.
Is this the one I like?
It's so
or
hard
no?
to get through to you guys.
I know. Hi, Mike.
I want my own number. I want my own line.
Okay. Let's see what
Mike,
we can do.
This is your favorite person in the world, Mark J. Freeman. Mike Riley.
This is Chad's mistress.
Mike Riley Flynn.
No. Hang up on him.
Be nice,
so
guys.
Mean.
You know, you are, Mark, you are not a nice person. But you're being very mean to Tony.
Right? Someone has to
thank
take it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike Riley. I appreciate you.
Mike Riley, what do you want? Hurry up. We got a show to do.
Watch this. Thank you, Mark, for dedicating this episode to me so early in the evening by talking about your burial. I'm just joking. I want to say, can I say just something? I have my own days after of the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it's the Days of Our Lives fan for giving Marcy Miller such a hard time because with all the cast additions that have come on throughout the last 2 years, people have complained that, you know, some of the talent has been subpar.
Yes.
And people have been very vocal about it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But here we have Marcy Miller, who day one demonstrated that she can act her ass off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Day one. And people are still complaining. She's too blonde. Her eyes are too blue. Why is she not wearing makeup? I mean, well, first of all, she's like just done being crazy, and she's on her way home. She's not,
yeah, right.
You know, she didn't stop off at Sephora on the way.
And Lord knows she didn't find a box with makeup in the attic.
No makeup in the attic.
Yeah, I mean, she's having a V.C. Andrews moment.
Yeah.
She's hanging out in the attic. just give her a break. So
yeah.
I just feel like sometimes there's no pleasing Days fans, and people complain just because, I don't know, when Days isn't on, it's the only thing they can do to fill up their time.
Right.
I say give Marcy a chance. She's demonstrated she can act.
Mm-hmm.
And for those fans that are saying she's not attractive, she's stunning.
She's stunning.
Beautiful.
She is stunning.
When she came down those stairs this week, gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Amazing.
The close-up shot, she's beautiful.
Beautiful.
She's beautiful. So I just wanted to, at least on air, have one advocate for Marcy Miller.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do a bang up job. And I love Kate Manzi, so this is...
Yeah.
And that's,
you know,
exactly how I feel too. I loved Kate, but I'm loving Marcy.
But you know what it is, you know, people get very familiar
connected
with a certain actress or actor who's playing a character, and sometimes it's hard for people to transition into that.
Right.
But if you remain that fan with open arms and you just
you
know,
I don't even really believe
that
because some of the comments are like, how can they pick Marcy, she's blonde-ish.
Well, Abigail is actually supposed to be blonde. Yeah.
She started blonde.
Kate was a blonde when she first came on.
Yeah.
Became a brunette, like, the last couple of months. And all people did was complain that she was a brunette.
Right. I complained. I complained that she was a brunette.
Kate was asked to go blonde for her audition. For her, like, callback or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she colored her hair the day before and went in, and then she booked it.
Oh, yeah.
And she stayed blonde and then started doing, like, the gradual turn to brunette.
Yeah. Which,
you know, criticized Kate for being a brunette. So there's just no pleasing certain people.
Oh, no. They're all, that's why I always say, don't read the comments. Because they just.
I am the comments.
Oh, my God. Mike Riley would fit so well in with us. You get it. You get it, girl.
I come to LA, and if I could fit in your audience, I would happily do so.
There are some seats open.
There are some seats available. They're currently stuffed with bags and
microphones. Right.
But you know, you'd be more than welcome to come and sit in.
Yeah, I'll bring Sean Christensen with me.
Oh, really?
The day just keeps getting better.
I might have to spend that day with Billy Flynn while you guys tape.
Listen,
the best thing I ever did was marry Gina and Billy. We are a happy thruple, and we are a thruple threat.
Alexis, just hang up. Just hang up, Alexis.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Bye, Mike.
Oh, my God, so funny.
We got some terrific phone calls today.
Hey, Alexis, will you write down his number, and when you see it coming in next time, do not answer it.
Oh, my God, you're terrible.
He's a horrible human being. You're so mean.
I will just want to say, I know I started with the rant about the page, but it warms my heart to know that people are Team Alexis. So thank you so much, and it totally has turned my feelings around. So thank you for those fans who have done that. I truly appreciate every single person right now.
I'm so glad I wasn't wearing makeup this morning because it is terrible in here. Yes. Ugly cries for days.
And it's just so hard to even start a page like that, because I remember when I had to start one for Lounging with Tony, it's very hard to, like, ask people for help. So, like, you know, no matter the situation, everyone has a situation, and it's just your choice to donate. Okay, I'm done.
All right,
let's hop into segments. We will start with
Tony's You Go Girl Award.
This is my official
You Go Girl. Oh, snap!
This is Tony's official three steps.
You go, girl.
Award.
Stop it.
I'm trying to use this for my reel.
I don't see why you can't.
Here we go. Take three.
This is Tony's official three snaps award.
Oh, snap.
Okay, so I have to give my three snaps award to Lauren Coslow and Judy Edwards for their scene on the park bench.
Yeah.
I felt I'm not a crier, but I literally had tears in my eyes because I felt like you got so much from that scene.
Yeah.
Like, before, Adrian was just in just a chaotic state, and somehow Kate was able to come and just, like, calm her down.
Yeah.
And just, like, understand and just have a girl moment. And it was so amazing. So for that, I have to give Lauren Coslow and Judy Evans Tony's official three snaps award.
Oh, snap.
Thank you.
You go, girl. And now it's time for Matthew's Choice.
Okay, Matthew's Choice this week. Tony, we really need to talk about Matthew's Choice and Three Snaps because they're very similar this week.
Okay.
Again, Matthew's Choice goes to two scenes, actually. It was Jennifer and Eve talking in Horton Town Square.
Oh, yes.
And Adrian and Kate on the park bench.
Yeah.
They were two beautiful scenes, in my opinion, where you have two sets of
nemeses.
Ladies. Yes, who simply hate each other, that are coming together on common ground. And I was moved by both scenes. I just thought that they were beautifully acted. And when you have years of feuding that finally comes together and you can have that human touch, I just thought all four actresses really murdered the scenes, and it was wonderful.
Yeah. He said murdered.
And also I forgot to mention this during the Kate and Adrian scene. When Kate said, basically was like, girl, you went up against Sammy Brady when you didn't like how Will was treating Sonny. you can beat stage two cancer. Right, yeah, I was like, right. Oh my God, did she just compare going against Sammy to stage two cancer?
Oh, yes, she did.
She's like, girl, if you survive that, you can survive
anything. Yeah.
I love that Jennifer wished Eve all the best, and then Eve wished it back to Jennifer. And and what I loved about the Kate and Adrian scene was that Kate dialed the doctor's office and made Adrian make that appointment.
Yeah.
And I just, beautiful.
It was just like, girl, you just need a little bit of help.
Yep.
I think the only thing that would have made the Jennifer Eve better is if Jack comes back.
Oh.
And Alexis, I can't see just because the monitor's blue if that photo happened to go up.
It did. If you have the video up on any of your laptops, you'll see it come
up. I'm frozen. Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, all right. Thank you so much. And that is Matthew's Choice.
Oh, no. That has been
Matthew's Choice.
Oh my God, these will never get old for me. Ever.
It reminds me of the Yahoo.
Oh yeah,
it does every single time.
Yeah, that was the inspiration for it.
All right, ready?
And now it's time for
Mark's quote of the week.
Here we go.
Okay, so my quote of the week this week is not Kate or Adrian.
Okay,
I'll stay that. I have to pull it up here on my phone.
You had all this time. You knew we were doing segments. Like, it's a surprise.
All right. So my quote of the week, actually, this week is going to her. This is her first time receiving it, and she's only been on the show a couple weeks.
Marcy Miller
is getting her quote of the week.
Very nice.
It was when ran into Dario in the alley, and Dario said, "You had a panic attack. Have you ever had one of those before?" And she said, "Yeah." Yeah, a lot. It's hard pretending that you're dead. It's actually a lot more stressful than you'd imagine.
Was that Friday's episode?
No, Thursday.
Thursday?
Thursday's episode. I'm sorry. That was funny.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
Marcy Miller, you're getting my quote of the week.
Love it. Love
and
it.
That has been
Mark's quote of the week. And we already gave Brian Dunn the fan of the week, so.
Yes. And Brian Dunn, we hope that you are enjoying the show live with us.
Exactly.
I think he is. I've seen a couple of the comments going on back and forth in the chat room. He seems to be having
I froze up
a good time.
So I'm going to
I'm still doing it.
Oh, you got it?
I'm still going good.
And now it is time for news and gossip.
Oh. Did you see I added that from the chat room?
Oh, look. Well, you can read that one.
No.
Yeah.
I'll read that one.
Okay, go ahead.
The top one. Jen Lilly stars in a Lifetime movie, Mommy, I Didn't Do It, along with Paige Searcy, Sunday, January 1st at 8 p.m., as well as Molly Burnett and Heather Tom, who is on The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah, so make sure you guys check that out.
Yeah, it's a star-studded cast.
It is. It's very star-studded.
Like Dish and Days.
Can you tell us, Tony, about the Dual Coast fan
event?
Sure! We got time for that.
If you guys are struggling to find that wonderful Christmas gift for that Days of Our Lives fan, you can buy them tickets to the Dual Coast event happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, hosted by me. It will be on April 22nd, 2017, so make sure you get your tickets. If you'd like more information, visit dualcoastevents.com.
Perfect. .com.
Mark?
And then Lisa Mims wrote something in the chat room if you guys wanted to scroll through and look at that.
Wow. That was the one that I... Oh, God.
No, today is Sean Christian's birthday.
Yay! Sean Christian!
Sean, we miss you on Days of Our Lives.
As I like to call him, Dee Dee.
Who did he used to play?
Dee Dee. Dee Dee.
And all, guys, this is our last show for 2016. We will be off for the next... I know. We're going to be off for the next 2 weeks because the holidays fall on the weekends.
They fall on every Sunday.
On every Sunday.
Every holiday.
Yeah, so we won't be back until January 8th, 2017. So make sure you guys follow us on all social medias, including our own individual social medias. And who knows, I'm sure we'll still be talking about the show via our own stuff.
Oh, yeah, yes. I'm sure we will.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we pick back up, we're just going to do the week of that week.
That week.
Yes.
So we may have some, obviously, catching up to do and stuff that we'll have to talk about to continue the story, but it will just be for that week we return.
Yep.
Yes, the week of the 2nd.
So take your own mental notes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Which also, that week is my birthday.
Yeah, I knew it was coming up.
January what?
3rd.
3rd?
Yeah.
Good.
52?
Girl. Savage.
But Black Don't Crack.
Okay.
There it is. There it is.
Well, 2016 has been a fun year.
It has been a very fun year.
It's been a fun year.
It's been an interesting year.
Action-packed.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And full of hopes and dreams and wishes and wells.
Well, as we wrap things up, why don't we tell them where they can find all of us on social media, Ms. Lorraine Love?
You can find me on all social media at Lounging with Tony or Lounging.
Just going to kill Tony by the end of the show. He's not returning next year because he's going to be dead.
It's Lorraine Love. Just Google it.
Well, if they Google it, there's no telling what's going to pop up. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And, of course, you can find all of us
at Dish and Days.
At underscore Dish and Days.
And Alexis, on Twitter, where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me all over social media at atorres890.
Yeah.
Send Alexis some love, please.
Please.
I appreciate it.
Yes. All and right. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, we will see you January 8th.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. See you in 2017.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.